Oh man, it's time I give you my heart and my soul. Welcome to the Jadel Kabiro podcast. My name is Jadel Kabiro Kamukawa Kamadawa, taking it a notch higher every single day we do this. I'm absolutely grateful to everybody that has been checking up on me since I did the last podcast. Yes, I've been on YouTube, Harman Munyora, Political Conversations every single day. The Den Kenya, as you can hear loud and clear, I'm here representing the crew. And every single day, people have been texting me, people have been hitting me up, people have been engaging with me. So if you haven't and you're saying I'm only doing the podcast, so for the past, has it been 6 months I haven't spoken to you? That's probably on you. Today's podcast is going to get deep, it's going to be real. So open your arms, please. Open your arms, take my heart, take my soul, because this one, I'm going to give you my all. I'm going to tell you everything that I think has been happening in my life and is happening with a lot of people that I've engaged with, and so many people are not talking because, well, people don't talk. So let's get honest, let's get candid, let's get real, because without those elements, well, is there life? Is there meaning to life? Let's start today's show with a song that is going to form the basis of the conversation. I know you're waiting to hear what I'll be talking about. I'll be sharing with you in a little bit. But he's from an album that I've listened to almost weekly. Let me not say daily, because sometimes I don't listen to music. But weekly, it's my top song in my my top album in my Spotify music of the year. This is Mercury Act 1, Imagine Dragons, with the song Lonely. Yes, it's going to form today's conversation.
Mixing it up, checking it twice, trying to breathe, starting to seize, lights, camera, action and scene, story of my life.
I don't know if this is you or this is me, but we gotta deal with everything we are going through.
Sometimes I smile to keep things easy. I hide in corners, hope that no one sees me. So I'm playing the role, riding the bull, stuck in the hole, taking a bow, looking so proud. Look at me now, talking about pills in my mouth, under the tongue, isn't it fun? Trying to breathe, starting to seize, lights, camera, action and scene, story of my life. Oh, oh.
Keep me company. Mercury Act 1, the song is Lonely. Oh my goodness, love it by Imagine Dragons. Why am I so lonely? I love it. Look, sometimes we're struggling to understand the meaning of so many things in our lives. We try to want to know why we are doing this career. We are falling in love with who, our friendships, our family. Basically, trying to struggle with what makes life life. And that's my conversation for today. That's my talk with you today. Imagine Dragons have been real with you, and I will try to be real with you too. Have you ever felt like there's something you're missing? Not necessarily every single day, no. Just sometimes you have this void in your heart that you don't understand where it's coming from. It's like when you walk in a room and you find a bed inside that room with some clean white linen, but it's just that, feeling cold, empty. Let me come out today and be as real as I can be with you. Sometimes I also get that feeling. And it's not a good feeling. when we feel kind of lonely, even though we are surrounded by so many people that we love and we enjoy their company, yet we do not feel them in us. So this podcast is my heart. I'm telling you, it's how I've been feeling. And I've heard so many people saying it. But you see, the weird thing is, people don't tell these things to their friends. The people that have told me that they are feeling the way I've been feeling are not my friends. They are people that just feel safe confiding in me, but only that. We don't talk much. If you're out there and you're feeling this kind of emptiness, your heart being numb, being void, being empty, let's try to understand why we do feel these things, because we're not the only people that feel it. We're not the only people that go through it. Even those that we think are having a good life are going through the same thing. You see, if you look at me outside, people would say you're having your everything right. Your trajectory is so straight, or it's even going higher and higher every single day. So you have everything you need, don't you? Jadiel, your life is good. Reminds me of the Lucky You song by Nyashinsky. I'll be playing it later. Lucky you, lucky you, lucky you. But even celebrities go through the same thing. I'm not a celebrity, at least not yet. But even they go through the same thing. Feeling empty, feeling alone. Even though you're in a party, you're surrounded with so many people. Everyone is so happy to see you and you are smiling all day. But when you go back in your feelings, you do know that something is lacking. Maybe it's because I'm not dating. But you see, the weird thing is, even those people that are horribly in love are going through the same thing. I was once on a mat, I think a couple of months ago, on a mat coming from a party with some friends, right? So we leave each other at town and everyone breaks away, everyone goes to where they're staying, and then I get into mine, and as I'm chilling, I start feeling this weird emptiness. Again, the word emptiness is the only word I can use to describe it. And I don't know why. I literally could not tell why I felt that after having so much fun. So much fun, I tell you. When I tell you it was fun, it was really fun. But I just felt it. And I've been feeling it over and over and over so many times for no reason. Let's first listen to this jam by JB, Justin Bieber, a friend of mine. Let me just try to make you see how much this feeling is affecting so many people. It's not just you, especially the people that we think, hey, they're living a good life.
Everybody knows my name now. Something about it still feels strange. Like looking in a mirror, trying to steady yourself and seeing somebody else. And everything is not the same now. It feels like all our lives have changed. Maybe when I'm older it'll all calm down, but it's killing me now. What if you had it all, but nobody to call? Maybe then you'd know me. 'Cause I've had everything, but no one's listening. And that's just fucking lonely. I'm so lonely. Lonely. Everybody knows my past now. Like my house was always made of glass.
What if you had it all, but nobody to call? This is my heart I'm giving you. At least I've not had it all, but this is Justin Bieber saying maybe then you'd know him. 'Cause he's had everything, but no one's listening. And that's just lonely.
What if you had it all? it's just fucking lonely.
He has everything, but he feels like a speck with no one he can confide in. Is this the definition of emptiness, the definition of loneliness? Or is there something else that you're feeling and you do not know if that is loneliness? Let me ask you this. How are you feeling right now? Have you ever sat down in silence and asked yourself, why am I doing what I'm doing? See, I generally believe that we feel lonely equally, but for totally different reasons. We feel the emptiness equally. So many people, but for so different reasons. Some because they don't have friends, some because they've lost loved ones, and others can't find someone to love, like me probably. There are also those who don't have anyone they can relate with, anyone they can confide in. And I think this is what is affecting so many people, so many of my peers, people that I think are having some good lives, but later on they come and say, I have been going through this. But why are you having this conversation, Jad? Why are we talking about it now? It is December. It is the season to be jolly. Na 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 na. You know it's Christmas. Christmas is coming. Why are we having this deep conversation? This sad conversation? Why are we having it now? If it's time, it's time. And I feel it's time because so many people are telling me the same thing. And sadly, it's not the people that I think they'd want to share things with me. And this means that the people that I think will want to tell me stuff are not going to say it because they see me every day. And you know, sometimes you want your vulnerable side to be with someone that you don't see so much. And that's why there's a therapist. You see him 30 minutes or 1 hour a day, and that's it. You see, for us young adults, early 20s, mid 20s, that's when we feel most vulnerable, most lonely, because we are watching progress in other people, and sometimes this progress is not with us. I was reading this article by Healthline. It was talking about this is the time when we're thinking about our jobs, we're moving out, guys are getting married, guys are getting kids, and you're thinking, what about me? And you see, that what about me brings you to that sense of being alone, that sense of what's happening with me. We think to ourselves, where are we? I'm talking to you about how we can be able to deal with all this. But you see, it's not just about young adults. It's not just about us. Everyone feels lonely at a particular time. We all know that. But there are times you think, if I can be like someone else, sometimes it gets to us and we think, if I can be someone else, I'd be less empty. Everyone is going through the same ordeal. You know, growing up, we'd think that we want to become like someone we're seeing on TV, because, or like someone we see at home with a good car, because we think, oh, this person is a god. And then we grow up and we're like, oh no, shit, everyone is going through the same thing. Listen to what Queen Bee said about herself, how she felt growing up. And she did it in a song. She had an interview once with CBS, yeah. And she said, while she was growing up, she felt the emptiness. But here's a song that she did. It's called Scared of Lonely.
I'm in this fight, and I'm swinging, and my arms are getting tired. I'm trying to beat this emptiness, but I'm running out of time. I'm sinking in the sand, and I can barely stand. I'm lost in this dream. I need you to hold me. I'm scared of lonely. I try to be patient, but I'm hurting deep inside. And I can't keep waiting. I need comfort late at night. And I can't find my way. Won't you lead me home? I'm lost in this dream. I need you to hold me. I'm scared I'm lonely. And I'm scared of being the only shadow I see along the wall. And I'm scared the only heartbeat here beating is my own. And I'm scared of being alone. I can't seem to breathe when I am lost in this dream. I need you to hold me. I'm scared of lonely.
You know, I get her. I do. I absolutely do get her. I feel her because sometimes I feel the same thing. And most of us are feeling the same thing. Here's my hot ticket. Most of us are going through the same situations. And it is sad because so many people think they're going through this alone. And now I've based context that so many people are going through the same thing. What is this thing? I was trying to look for the best definition of this emptiness. And this is what I came up with. Overwhelmingly feeling of isolation, regardless of where you are and who's around. I mean, you can be at a party surrounded by dozens of people, and yet you feel isolated, you feel separated, you feel disengaged. You can be at work, you may feel alienated and alone. Even if you're heading home in a matatu, walking down a busy street, it's as if you're on your own. You're in an unbreakable bubble. And this bubble is filled with nothing. Cold, cold room. Well, someone might say, well, at least you don't die. Why are you taking it so seriously, Judd? Relax. No, by no means. It can get chronic. Let me be honest with you. It can get chronic. You see, long-term feeling of emptiness and loneliness can affect your health in so many ways. You see, there's this hormone called cortisol. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. Please forgive me. Cortisol. That's in your body. And when you feel this emptiness a lot, you end up overthinking. And once you overthink too much, you become stressed. And once you get stressed, the levels increase. And this can lead to inflammation, can lead to excess weight gain, insulin resistance, and so much more. And if unchecked, I'm telling you, it'll lead to depression. It'll lead to sleep disorders, diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, mental health, and emotional problems. And for so many people, and this is where I'm getting you, for so many people, it ends up at substance abuse, especially for the people of my age. You look for something to fill that void. That void of you thinking that you're alone. That void of you not being able to express to someone what you feel. You end up looking for booze, marijuana. If you've never felt lonely, well, lucky you. Lucky you, lucky you, lucky you. Life yako si ni easy, lucky you. Wakipona wana cheesy, lucky you. So many kids wanna be just like you. Lucky you, lucky you, lucky you, lucky you. Lucky watu wana kupenda, lucky you. Wakipona wana cheesy, lucky you. So many kids wanna be just like you. It's Nyushinsky, man. Lucky You from the album Lucky You, released late last year. If you've never felt lonely, then lucky you. Thanks, Nyash. You all know I love Nyushinsky, right? You see, when your heart is affected, your soul is too, because your soul deals with your reasoning, it deals with your desires, it deals with your spiritual angle, right? That's your soul. And if it's affected, trust me, you, that's where we make our decisions wrongly, because if you've been with me for the past couple of months, you've known that my decision making has been off, and you know that for sure because of this emptiness. And it's easy for people to judge people that make decisions the way I have been. It's easy for you to say, oh, look, he was like this and now he's like this. Why is he changing? It's easy for you to think that. It's easy for you to say he's lost his ways and he cannot be mended. It's easy for you to say that. But until you know what someone is going through, until you know it, please don't talk. How can you deal with this emptiness? Let me just wind up because I've talked too much. Because I've talked too much. I have this tendency of saying talking. Maybe my electricity is out. But how do we deal with this emptiness? Here's a wise man I listen to a lot. He's called Sadhguru. He's a friend of mine. He said he loves him too because he knows he's a wise man. Here's what he said about dealing with this emptiness.
Your experience of life is no more determined by what you have and what you don't have, whether it's people or things or food or this or that, it is not determined by that. Once your way of being is not determined by anything outside of you, then there is no such thing as loneliness. But you will enjoy your aloneness because whether you like it or you don't like it. At this young age, it's a little difficult to understand this, whether you like it or you don't like it. Within this body, you're always alone, isn't it? Whether you do interaction or intercourse or whatever, 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 still you're alone in this body, yes or no? Hello? If you don't learn how to handle this aloneness, you have not learned anything about life. This is the most beautiful thing. The most beautiful thing about life is nobody can get here, it's just my space. Yes or no? Isn't this the most beautiful thing? Nobody can invade me. They can capture me, they can torture me, they can do so many things, but they cannot invade me because I have a space which is just my own. Isn't this the most wonderful aspect of your life? Don't suffer that. That is the most beautiful thing.
We've got to know how to deal with ourselves, how to rely on ourselves, how to live inside ourselves, because we are us. You're born alone and you'll die alone. So you have to be comfortable with what you currently possess, what you currently have, because help can only come from ourselves. We are the peace that we need, because so many times this emptiness comes from us not having the people that we used to have, us not being loved by the person who used to love us, us not having that thing that we used to have, our car, our computers, our sets, our coaches, our careers. We have to know that all these things do come and go, and we can never be able to compare ourselves with people the way they are at this particular moment. I'll be playing you something Dr. Jordan Peterson said, but here's what he said also. He said, we should compare ourselves with what we were yesterday instead of comparing ourselves with other people. I don't know if you're getting it. Do not ever look at someone else. Do not ever look at what other people are doing. But always ask yourself, am I improving? Because this emptiness sometimes comes when we lose, or when we feel like other people are going way faster than we are. We need to cope with us as we are.
If you concentrate solely on your career, you can get a long way in your career. And I would say that that's a strategy that a minority of men preferentially do. That's all they do. They work like 70, 80 hours a week. They go flat out on their career. They're staking everything on the small probability of exceptional status in a narrow domain. But it's hard on them. They don't have a life. It's very difficult for them to have a family. Because if you're going to be something like a genius level mathematician, and you want to do that for, or a scientist say, it's like you're in your lab all the time, you're working 70 hours a week or 80 hours a week, you're smart, you're dedicated, you're unidimensional, and that's how you get to beat all the other people who are doing that. It's the only way. But the problem is you don't get a life.
I like his angle on this, that is Jordan Peterson. He says, most successful people, and it's true, they have to be lonely. What am I saying, man? This is a different, this is a different revelation on this one, right? That you have to be empty for you to make stride in one area, especially if it's in your career. So I'm finishing with this. It's okay to feel the way you feel, but you'll just have to cope up with it. I will have to cope up with how I feel, because sometimes you'll find yourself not being able to meet people if that's what's giving you loneliness. Sometimes you'll not be able to find someone to talk to, but you have to know that you'll have to deal with it. Because if you want to make it, if you want to do something big, you will lose time to speak to people. And you absolutely will have to be telling some of these things to yourself and to those who believe to their maker. My name is Gerald Cabrera. Thank you so much for tuning in. That was me coming out and being honest. Sometimes I do feel lonely, just like the Imagine Dragons jam. And I hope if you feel empty, if you feel void, if you feel like you do not understand the meaning of so many things, that it's okay and so many people are going through it, and you'll be able to cope and you'll be able to live. And if you're out there, please do check up on your friends. Please be that kind of person that people can want to speak to, because you don't know who wants to reach out. Let me finish this, whatever this was, with Kanye West. He did this album, Donda. I didn't even speak about it. But in one of his songs, it's called Jonah. He did it with someone most of my friends like. It's called Lil Duck. Here is Jonah. Be there for someone. Thank you so much for listening to me, and I hope we talk again soon. If we don't interact again, I do hope you have yourself a lovely, lovely rest of your life.
Who's here when I need a shoulder to lean on? I hope you're here when I need a demons to be gone. And it's not fair that I had to fight them all on my own. Like, who's here when I need a shoulder to lean on? I hope you're here when I need a demons to be gone. And it's not fair that I had to fight them all on my own. Hard to keep my focus on what matters. Man, I'm hit my line like some just got hit up on your block. You can rest and show it's not us. Weaving out the wave, catching waves, they say. May see you on the block, cause I've been out the way. Chasing millions in my sleep, I found a better way. Somewhere on the island, let me kick it, this might get away. I pour up a drink for all my who ain't see the day. Trying to finish this who I started with. Way too many falling soldiers, no, I can't forget. Hope they got headphones up in heaven, you can vibe out and just hit it. Just certain you can't forget. Like, who's here when I need a shoulder to lean on? I hope you're here when I need a demons to be gone. And it's not fair that I had to fight them all on my own. Like, who's here when I need a shoulder to lean on? I hope you're here when I need a demons to be gone. And it's not fair that I had to fight them all on my own.
Kanye and Jay still brothers, they both being.